English for Career and Professional Integration. Listening Diagnostic. Complete the following listening exercise and submit it to your instructor. Part 1. Syllables. Listen to the word or phrase. Write the number of syllables you hear. Example.
Hold it.
You hear two syllables, so you write two.
Number 1. Communicate. Number 2. Clothes. Number 3. Washed them. Number 4. Chocolate. Number 5. Business.
Part 2. Word stress. Listen to the word or phrase. Underline the syllable with the most stress. Underline only one syllable for each word or phrase. Examples.
Feather.
F-E-A-T-H. The first syllable is stressed, so you underlined it.
Decide.
C-I-D-E. The second syllable is stressed, so you underline it.
Number 1. Canadian. Number 2. Economic. Number 3. Application. Number 4. Inform you. Number 5. Political.
Part 3. Important endings. Check the sentence you hear. Example.
I'd ask her.
You heard I'd ask her. Sentence A, so you check A.
Number 1. She lent me her card yesterday. Number 2. They looked all over for the keys. Number 3. They'd already left. Number 4. He loved that movie. Number 5. She owned her own house. Number 6. I wanted a cup of coffee. Number 7. Why's he come? Number 8. We watch the cars. Number 9. He changes his name. Number 10. She hopes for rain.
Part 4. Reduce speech. Write the sentence you hear. You will hear each sentence twice. Example. You will hear.
Where'd he go?
You will write. Where'd he go?
Number 1. How long's he worked there? How long's he worked there? Number 2. Where'd he put 'em? Where'd he put 'em? Number 3. He can tell her when he gets in. He can tell her when he gets in. Number 4. Why'd he have to do that? Why'd he have to do that? Number 5. He doesn't want to give her a chance. He doesn't want to give her a chance.
Part 5. Focus words. You will hear a dialogue with 10 sentences. In each sentence, underline the word with the most emphasis, the strongest word. Examples.
It's a nice place.
Yes, it is. You will underline nice in the first sentence and is in the second sentence.
What do you want to do tomorrow?
I'd like to go to the beach. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I just feel like staying home.
That's too boring. Let's go somewhere.
Okay, you win. We can go to the beach.
Which one? Part 6, Thought Groups. Read the pair of sentences. You'll hear one of the sentences. Answer the question. Example.
Bill said the taxi driver was late.
Question. Who was late? The answer to the question is the taxi driver. The sentence you heard was A. Bill said the taxi driver was late.
Number 1. I'd love to have a houseboat and car.
Question. How many things would she like to have?
Number 2. Would you like some super fries with that?
Question. How many things were you offered?
Number 3. His number is 604-266-7156.
Question. What number did she ask about, A or B?
Number 4. It's 13 feet long.
Question. How long is it?
Number 5. Would you like some ice cream cake?
Question. How many things were you offered? Part 7. Intonation. Listen to the following mini dialogues. Does the pitch go up or down at the end of the sentences? Check the correct column. Example.
Are you working this weekend?
No, I'm not. The correct answers are A. Are you working this weekend? The intonation goes up. And B. No, I'm not. The intonation goes down.
Number 1. You're not working this weekend.
I'm not.
Number 2. Where'd you park?
Don't you remember?
Number 3. Has anyone lost a pair of sunglasses?
Yeah, did you find them?
Number 4. Where were they?
You left them by the sink.
Number 5. Do you have a minute?
Sure, what is it?